It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Police gunfire in Brooklyn last night, where a man suspected in three killings is dead after a confrontation with officers who were serving a warrant.
Police say they had an open warrant from 2022 for 38-year-old Vilmond John Baptiste. He also was a person of interest in three different homicides. When they got inside his Flatbush apartment, he was hiding out in his bathtub with a knife.
The sergeant on the scene tried to deploy the taser, but the taser did not work. The male jumped out of the tub and advanced on the officers. At least three officers fired their weapons.
And this isn't his first run-in with the law.
We have a double homicide stabbing that took place in July, where a female, 54 years old, and a male, 24 years old, was stabbed to death. He was also a person of interest and a suspect in another stabbing where a female, 66 years old, was stabbed to death.
Police believe that Baptiste had romantic relationships with two out of the three victims. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flatbush.
New report, new questions about Education Chancellor David Banks today. The Daily News reporting the head of Utah-based 21st Cent Ed, which was doing business with the city, got a private meeting with the chancellor within weeks of hiring his consultant brother, Terrence. And the news says, since the meeting, the company has gotten more than $1.4 million in business from the DOE. Yesterday, before the latest report, Chancellor Banks was asked about the continuing federal investigation at a news conference and said he is not a target.
Just like any other family member, I love my brothers. I love my family, as I'm sure you love your brothers and your sisters and your family. And nobody wants to see any family member going through stuff or having your name in the papers for all kinds of issues.
Nobody's been accused of wrongdoing, and the extent of the investigation is unclear. A 16-year-old boy is recovering after a stabbing near a charter school in Queens yesterday afternoon. This happened just after 4 p.m. at 8925 161st Street on a sidewalk near the New Dawn Charter School. Police say the boy was stabbed twice in the leg and once in the wrist, taken to the hospital in stable condition. While the Daily News is reporting, authorities are looking for two teens in the incident. Police are saying only that there are no arrests or details on the suspect, and the investigation is ongoing. It's unclear right now if the attack is related to the school. There's been an arrest in last month's deadly wrong-way crash on the Henry Hudson, a 17-year-old Long Island boy. This happened in the wee hours of August 24th. Police say the boy, whose name hasn't been released because of his age, was blasting down the wrong side of the road when he slammed his pickup truck into a car. Both men in the car, Kirk Walker and Rob McLaurin, died. Walker had been said to be married the next day. Police said the young driver ran away from the scene, leaving not only the two dead men, but an injured passenger. Authorities and even Mayor Adams offered a reward for the driver's arrest. He was taken in yesterday. The 17-year-old now charged with vehicular manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and leaving the scene of an accident. There's no word so far on a court date. Brooklyn parents plan a stroller rally today for congestion pricing. They demand Governor Hochul reverse her decision to pause the plan. Elizabeth Adams with Transportation Alternatives tells 1010 Winds almost two dozen stations are at risk of losing planned elevator upgrades, and that's just part of the problem.
Only 25% of our subway stations are accessible for strollers. And if you're looking to get around on the bus or walking on the street, families often face delayed wait times or unreliable service. And so we're coming together today to say we deserve better.
Other pedestrian commuter advocacy groups have also pushed Hochul to reverse the decision. Hope in Harlem, the annual conference is today, this year focused on a very important issue. Cindy Hankerson of the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai tells 1010 Winds.
We're really trying to, you know, bring to light the rise of depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts among New York City youth.
The event includes a conference at First Corinthian Baptist Church from 10 to 1. NBA stars, Olympic medalists, and more will be on hand. And there's a wellness fair on 116th Street afterwards. A man is recovering from a brutal beating in the subway in Queens, and police want your help finding the two men who attacked him. 35-year-old victim on a train coming into the 104th Street station at Liberty Avenue in Kew Gardens when two men sitting nearby suddenly just came over, yelled at him, and then knocked him down and punched and kicked him. Other strap hangers pulled him off the victim, who was taken to the hospital in critical condition but is expected to survive. Police have released surveillance video of those suspects, urging anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.